Fine. So today we're going to talk about Yura, or Mechzik Yura, which means something like arrogance, presumptuousness, which we'll get to in a moment what exactly the formulation is, something like that. It is a halakhic category, which basically means under some circumstances, because you are going to seem arrogant, you are going to seem presumptuous, you're going to seem something like that, you are not allowed to engage in certain supererogatory behavior, machmir behavior, etc. That's aregel achas, the topic we're talking about. Why we're talking about it, for those of you who have not read it, what prompted me to think about it, and this is hopefully the last I will Judah's say of these...
Brother.
What?
Judah's brother.
Yes, the Judah's brother, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg. His primary critique of the Tefillin thing was that it's mechzik ki yura, is that since, whether you think they can or cannot, the minhag is not to, people don't wear it, to take on an extra practice in such a blatant way is mechzik yura and is therefore usur on this, I don't know, not meta, whatever, on this non-local, how is that, non-local halachic value. And then there was a response by a member of his shul, 19, is he 19, Ilan?
No, he's
20. 20, whatever, some young guy in the shul, Josh Stadlin, who responded, how could you accuse them of Yura? Isn't it also Yura when people come back from Israel and won't eat in their parents' kitchens and wear black hats when it makes their parents uncomfortable? You know, this is hypocritical. I mean, as soon as I read both of them, Alex and I looked at each other and were like, yes. I don't understand the point. I don't understand the issue here. There is a category called Yura. But it did prompt me. And then there's a whole bunch of, you know, vicious back and forths and the blogosphere, because for some reason we've decided that this issue was the issue that was worth declaring world war on. I am still in utter shock. What? Oh, whatever. I have never seen this many articles written on anything, period, ever. Like I think there's more articles written on the Monica Lewinsky scandal back in the day. I was saying, anyways, so it is true that it is an important meta value, right? An issue that influences how we make decisions and how we act. So I figured it was important to talk about. But I don't really want to talk too much about this back and forth between Ray Goldberg and Josh Stadlin. I really don't care enough about it. It just reminded me that it was an important halachic topic to talk about. So then I set out to try to figure out what it is, which proved to be much harder than I thought, because no one has really talked about it. I will say, parenthetically, something that really does bother me about this topic is that it is, in fact, a real halachic topic. It really is. It's a very important halachic topic. And if you look at tshuvos before, like, you know, the 20th century, you'll, in fact, find that it is applied in a multitude of halachic areas. When I looked through Truman, on the other hand, and I looked in the index, at least in the first 20 volumes, Yura was mentioned 4 times in the first 20 volumes of Truman. All 4 of them were about women wearing tzitzis. All 4. So I will be honest that I think it is a real halakhic category that is applicable in many halakhic areas. It does disturb me that it is only employed very specifically on women's issues. Now, the answer is not the answer Josh Stadlin gave, which is therefore it's not a real halakhic category. The answer is the opposite, which is maybe we should be sensitive to issues of Yura in general because, you know, it's actually an important halakhic value. That's enough of my polemic. It was actually incredible. It did quite go into shock. And yes, Reuven, I did. Reuven was like, how did you find it? Did you read everything in Truman on Yura? I was like, yes. In fact, I sat there with Truman and read through every article with all the footnotes to hope to God that I found something.
Aren't there like 30-some-odd volumes or more?
Yeah, but I happened to have with me, I was in a shul that happened to have the first 20 volumes. So
it took you what?
No, I looked in the index. I mean, yes, I finished it before I left davening. Like, no, it took me the rabbi's speech at night, shacharis, and mincha. Then I was done.
You doing this?
I took the volumes and I read them.
What?
I think it was.
Oh, you read an index.
I read. It was like an 18-page article by Shuchman and like a a few responses, then Tkuvot with Tkuvot, and whatever.
Oh, you went to the index for URL.
Yeah.
What do you think is your
campus? Okay, enough. Good, but now for the actual topic. Now we're getting to the actual topic, Matthew. You didn't miss the actual topic. It's wonderful. Okay. Good. So, also, the only time I ever heard Shira and Yura, which is a very good Shira, and had nothing to do with women's minyanim or women's talisim or women's anything. It actually had to do with Rav Aaron was giving a Shira on Tisha B'Av, and he was talking about, well, he was supposed to be talking about Yura in Minhagi Avilas of Yerushalayim, which he did in the last 30 seconds. The rest of it was a very nice Lamda Shira on Yura. We can get into the questionability of giving a halachic shir of that sort on Tisha B'Av at some other time. But, you know, as the Rugged Shever has said before, if I have to go to Gehenna for learning Torah, may that be my sin. I agree. Okay. So the Gemara. Chasan, in Ratza Likro. So the Mishnah had said that a chasan is patur from saying Kriya Shema until he's consummated the marriage, the first four nights of marriage. And then there's a machlokes between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. I probably should have put the Mishnah, but whatever. Whether, if he wants to be Kari Kriya Shema, he's allowed to. He's patur, but is he allowed to? So the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, say he's not allowed to. Shimon ben Gamliel, Chachamim say he is allowed to. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says he is not allowed to. So the Gemara says, Lameimra, does this mean to say, do Reb Shimon Gamliel chayish liyura? Rabbanan lo chayish liyura. Does this mean that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is concerned for the halachic concern of yura, meaning that you will prohibit someone's practice because it is arrogant, presumptuous? Again, we will try to translate this phrase, it's yura, and the Rabbanan are not. But we've learned the opposite. It's not, because the Mishnah said in Makom Shenagu, this is the parallel again, Psachim, Nundalad Nunhei, Makom Shenagu lasas malacha b'tisha b'av, in a place where the custom is to do work on Tisha B'Av, Osin, you do it. You can do it, rather. Makom Shenagu shalolasos, if it's placed where the minhag is not to, ain't Osin, see, don't. We call Makom, in all places, Talmidei Chachamim b'teilim. Talmidei Chachamim do not work. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, a person should always make himself like a Talmud Chacham and not work. So Kasha derabanan derabanan. So it seems to be a contradiction position of the Rabbanan that by Kriya Shema they allow the Chasan to act in a way that he doesn't have to and are not Choshish liyara. But on Tisha B'Av they allow him not to work and they're not Choshish for Yura. Kasha derabin Shimon ben Gamliel. Derab Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Ashita. So Rabbi Yochanan switches it. Rav Sheisha, right, so he aligns the Shitas. They're switched in one of the two directions. Rav Sheisha Veder of Idi Amar, Lo'olam Lo Tachlif, don't switch it. Dirabanan, Dirabanan Lo Kashya. There's no stira in the position of the Rabbanan. Kriya Shema, Kevin the Chuli Alma Kakaru, Viyu Nami Kare, Lo Mechziki Yuara. Kriya Shema, although the chassan himself is exempt, everyone else is saying Kriya Shema. Right? If you've noticed, often at weddings, they'll break out, have a mariv, sometime in the middle of dancing. Right? And everyone is saying Kriya Shema. And usually the chassan will disappear also and daven mariv for them, or maybe he won't. At my wedding, Ara and I both went. No one had ever seen this before. And it was interesting. Of course, then they asked me to daven for the amud, and then I was actually besupik. I'm like, I don't know if I really should. I mean, technically, I'm putter. Right? So I don't know if I should be davening for the Amud.
But you're saying Kriya Shema for the Amud or not is the same, isn't it?
It's true. But whatever. But I was like, besides, it's my wedding. I don't need to daven for the Amud. They did not offer Ara to daven for the Amud, if you're wondering. Hacha. So it doesn't seem like you're right because everyone else is saying Kriya Shema. Hacha. But here, Kevin the Chuliyama Avdi Malacha V'Yu Loka Avdi Mechzik Yira. Here, since no one else is working and he's going out of his way and working, it is Yura. The Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Lo Kasha. Also, there's no steer in Reb Shimon Gamliel because he said, "Look, Hasan bechavana talya milsa by Kriya Shema, you need kavana." V'anan sahade delo matzi lechavonei daite. And we are telling you that you are not going to have kavana. So if you're going to go and say Kriya Shema, you're claiming that you have kavana when no one else can. That's Yura. Aval hacha, but by the not doing malacha, Look, he doesn't have any work. Look how many non-productive people there are in society. Okay, so we have here several stages in the Gemara. The first stage in the Gemara suggests that there is a categorical machlokes. Do you worry about Yura as a lucky category or do you not? So one day, the first day in the Gemara, maintains that position. It says there's actually a systematic machlokes. Right? And that's what machlokes hashita means. Meaning align the shitos so that there will be one position who holds that we're choshish liyara, that is something we take into concern, into account when we make halachic decision. And the other position says you don't. Then the second day in the Gemara says no. Everyone recognizes the category of yura. The question is that application. And they're arguing, technically, is there yura in each circumstance. The Rabbanan say, look, by Kriya Shema there is not a problem of Yura because everyone else is saying Kriya Shema, but there is by doing Malacha because no one else is. And Shimon Gamliel says, look, not doing Malacha, you can find another excuse, but by Kriya Shema it's clear that you are making a statement that you are having Kavana when we expect you not to be able to. Okay? So, the question we have to ask now is, two questions. One is, how do we paskin? And there's two positions here in the Gemara, how to interpret the machlokes. And then, you have to paskin, like either Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chachamim, presumably the Chachamim, but you'd have to get there. But that's not obvious either, and we'll see that in a minute. And the second question is, what is URL? So, before we get into it, and then we'll flesh it out, theoretically, what do you think Yura could be? Why is it usher, etc.? So one is that I'm saying to others, right? I'm zalzel b'achirim, and I'm saying, right? I'm better than you, right? Another one is now. Well, actually, I'll clarify that. I'm holier than thou, better than thou. Meaning what? Meaning one perspective is I'm degrading the other person. The other one is I'm. I'm self-aggrandizement, right? It can go both ways. So those are two potential problems. Another one is...
Wait, your item has to do with using mitzvah, right? Taking on extra... Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a denigration of you or the other party, but the mitzvah in and of itself, using it for purposes of self-inflation.
Right, so it could be a misuse of the mitzvah, right?
Yeah, on that, but much less correct, like a warped kavana.
Right, so it could be a problem of warped intent. Right, a mitzvah, a similar perspective. Other things that come up, it could be not a holier than thou, but it's divisive. Right, as I'm simply doing something different. Right, it happens to be I'm doing it in the machmir direction, but it's just simply the divisiveness is a problem. Right, it's a function of the general problem of being part of that tzibur. And these are all possibilities. Another formulation, and then we'll flesh all these out, is that it's not just like self-aggrandizement in the sense of like superficial arrogance, but it's self-aggrandizement in the sense that there's statuses in halacha, right? There's normal person and there's talmud chacham, and I'm taking on a different status. Right? I mean, if you, right, for example, just you listen to the lashon of the Gemara for a moment, is l'olam yaseh kol adam is atzmo k'talmud chacham. It's not just about, right, it's should I take on the role that maybe I'm not actually in? Right? So these are all like the ideas that are floating around. So as we go through, we're going to flesh out both what Yura is and how we paskin, and you'll see how, obviously, these different understandings of Yura may be part of the machlokas in the Gemara itself. Yeah, Ruven.
You said instead of necessarily being comparative between people, it's like that instead you're saying that Yura is that the Torah gives you a patur, and you're saying you're better than what God determines you are.
So that's also possible, right? Meaning some people, and I didn't put this position too much, but there are people who do this, which is say that this is simply a function of kol ha-pater v'davar ve'oseihu nikra hedyot. Right? Anyone who's pater and you do it anyways is just, right? It's just stupid, right? But yeah, that's yet another explanation within Yura. We're going to deal with like four of the explanations of Yura, but that is yet another one. That's more of a function of the general thing in Chumras. Yura turns out to be a very big sugya, just no one really talks about it explicitly. Okay, good. So, So before we just get into the actual shitas, let's just look at two more Gemaras that deal with the topic. And you'll see the similar things emerge. So Gemara in Tainus. This is talking about the fasts that you have when it doesn't rain. So in the Gemara, there's different levels. There's the fast for which the Talmidei Chachamim fast, and then there's the later fast when things get really bad, when everybody fasts. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Al Yomar Adam, this is the third source. A person shouldn't say Talmud Ani, I'm a Talmud, meaning Talmud Chacham or whatever. Eino, Eini Roi, Lios Yachid. Ella called Talmidei Chachamim Yechidim. He said, look, I'm only a Talmud, I shouldn't be unique in this, because no, all Talmidei Chachamim, right, go into this category. Ezu Yachid, Ezu Talmud, Yachid, Kol Sheroi, Levanos, Parnas, Al Tzibor. So a Yachid is someone who's worthy of being appointed leader. Talmud, Kol Sheroi, So Dvar Halacha, B'Talmudo, V'Omer, V'Sigmo, Meseches Kala. That's someone who can, you can ask him any question, even Meseches Kala, he'll be able to answer. Tana Banan, Lo Kol HaRotz, Elas, Asma Yachid. Not everyone who wants to make himself the highest level of Yachid, Ose. Talmud, Ose, Dvar Yirmeir. But if he wants to make himself the second level, Talmud, he can. Riosi Omer, Ose, V'Zacholeto. Riosi said he can even make himself a Yachid. L'fi She'ein Shevach Ulo, Elatzar Ulo. Because it's not good for you, it's painful. And so here already you have Rabbi Yossi's position that you are Ra, is only a problem when it is shevach, but not if it causes you pain. And again, right, you can think back to the different explanations why this might be true. Right? If it's about self-aggrandizement, we might not assume that people will be ascetic for self-aggrandizement, but it still might be parshman at tzibor, things like that. Tanya, idach, lo kol rotel azaz ma yachid oseh, talmud oseh, divri b'shem ben alazer, b'shem ben galil, amram ben varam amurim, b'davar shal shvach, avadar shal tzar, oseh v'zachol atov, sh'ein shevach ulo, el tzar ulo. In the last Gemara, Gemara in Bava Kama, and this is what Rav Aaron ended his shir on, is a Gemara about Avil Shushalayim, Elozer Ze'ira V'Saim V'Sanei Uchmei V'Koi B'Shuka Dinar Da. He put on these shoes, which was a sign of mourning. It's a black shoe or something like that, in public. And Ashkechu D'Bei Reish Galusa. So the Reish Galusa found him, Amarle Maishnai I'm V'Sanei, why are you wearing these shoes? Amarle D'Koma Avil Na Yushalayim, I'm mourning Yushalayim, Amarle. Ad chashivis lis abule Yerushalayim, are you chashiv enough to mourn Yerushalayim? Sover yuara have asua v'chavshua, and he was violating yura, so he put him in jail. Amrule elohu, so he said to them, Gavur Rabbana, I'm a great person. Amrule mina yadina, and how do we know? Amrlehu, O Atun Bo Minai Milsa. Either ask me something, or Anoi Bo Minai Chum Milsa, or I'll ask you something. Amrlehu, Bo At. So he said, you ask. Amrlehu, Haiman de Katz Kufra, my Mishalim. Amrlehu, Misham de Kufra. Vahavu Tamre, Amrlehu, Mishalim de May Tamre. Amrlehu, Vahalav Tamre Shakamine. Amrlehu, Eman Lot At. Amrlehu, Bishishim. Amrlehu, Man Amr Kavasach. Amrlehu, Hashmuel Chayev is Dino Kaya. Right? Without getting into the details of that halachic argument, you can look at it. Fascinating. But basically, he asked the question, they didn't know the answer, so he said, okay, what's the answer? And he gave the answer and said, how do I know? Basically from Shmuel. And they're like, oh, he's a Talmud of Shmuel, Shadr Kanei Shmuel. So they sent for Shmuel, Amalu, Shabra Kamaluch Vashishim Vashavku, he's correct. And they're like, oh, he must actually be a Talmud Chacham, and they let him go. Okay? Here, right, what comes out very, very clearly, what's going on here, probably, Yura sounds very much in this Gemara like, a question of status, right? Meaning it's, what's his response to your over URA is, no, I'm a great person, right? It's, in fact, that is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, so those are the three Gemaras. Okay, so how do we paskin? So let's look Tosfos first, the second source. So Sheshe Reidir Avidi Amar La'olam Lo Tachlev. So Perish Rav Chananel Da'alacha Kerav Sheshes Duhu Basra. So he paskins like Rav Sheshes, that we don't switch it, right? We have Rav Sheshes, whatever. The halacha k'rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so he doesn't switch it, and he paskin like Shimon ben Gamliel. V'amar lo kol harotza litol es Hashem yitol, that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema v'chol makom sheyeshna sheshana Rav Shimon ben Gamliel sheshena halacha k'motel chos me'er v'tzidan, and we always paskin like Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, except for these two cases. V'raya achron etc. v'chein pasuk rach umiyu anu. Now this is how we paskin, is that however you paskin in the original machlokes, since we don't have kavana anyways, so no one expects you to have kavana, whether you're a chasan, you're not a chasan. So we say everyone can do it. V'adarabba, and therefore nira kiyuara imlo yikra. So therefore it looks like you are, if you don't say Kriya Shema, klomar ani mechavim mechol shav, because then what are you saying? That I have kavan in general, but not now. Allah's malacha v'tisha b'av ain lasas malacha, but by the tisha b'av case, it's not. So Tosfos paskins that we paskin, there's a problem of yuara, both generally. There's a problem of yuara specifically in the Kriya Shema case, but because of different circumstances societally, where we assume that no one has kavan in Kriya Shema generally, de facto, we allow everyone to say Kriya Shema when they're chassan. In fact, we obligate them to, because otherwise you're employing, then generally you have kavana, it's only because you're chassan that you don't. But Maker Adin, Tosfos Paskins, there is Yura, including the Kriya Shema case. The Rambam, this is the whatever fifth or sixth source, I really should remember the number of these. Nashim Avadim Ketanim Peturim Mikriya Shema, Umalam Ketanim Lekrosa, someone who is really busy in a mitzvah, pater mikol mitzvahs mikriya shma, is pater. Mefira chasan, therefore a chasan shenasa besula pater mikriya shma sheyavo aleha. He's pater until he consummates the marriage. Lefisha ein daito pnuya shem lo yimatzei la besulim, because he can't concentrate because he's not sure is she really going to be a besula. V'imshav Ad motzoi Shabbos, v'lo bal chayev likros mashayos ve'elach sharein skara daita v'livo gaspa v'li shalbal. But once motzoi Shabbos comes, he still has to say Kriya Shema one or the other. So again, how does the Rambam paskin that right patur from Kriya Shema? Right, and he doesn't mention right here. He doesn't mention whether I think but left out the halacha. Right, Zipazin is patur from Kriya Shema. If you look at the tour in the next source, he'll summarize the issue. Right, Chasan Hakonis Abesula Padre Bein Mayimin Velayla Arba Yom Dar Belayos Rishonis Mlo Asa Maisim Mishon Vayila Chayev Afilu Asa Maisim Hakonis Almana Chayev and Ratzah Chasan Lahachmir Alatzmo Likros Kamer Tanakama Shus Biyadu Rishbag Om Rishin Rishai Upasek Adon Yavi Zalka Rishbag V'chein Pasek Rach V'Rav Ilfe I'm sorry V'chein Pasek Rach. Right, so the Tosfos and the Rush Paskin like Rishim Ben Gamliel that we are choshesh for yuara, and we paskin that by Kriya Shema he's not allowed to say it. Verav Ilfis pasuk Tanakama, and the Rif paskins like the Tanakama that he is allowed to say Kriya Shema, and that is how the Rambam paskins as well. He's allowed to if he wants to. Kol shekana inda, and now this is Tosfos Kal v'chomer today. Shafil shar kol adam ein nechon lechaven kol kach shein chiluk bein chasan l'shar kol adam chen kazav rav meir meirunberg shelo amru lifter chasan v'lazman arishon shem mechaven aval achshav fil shar kol adam ein yachol lechaven v'aramam zal kazav kol mi shabadam likros kriya shma imrat l'achm ratzva likros kore v'hushad yidayim v'sheves alav. Sorry, I don't know why I didn't bring the right Rambam, but that's fine. Aval he quotes it. Aval haya p'tura mivual v'tama ina rishai v'tamea ina rishai likros adjiyaziv dayto Allah. So again, he just summarizes. Tosfos, Maker Adin, Rabbi Chanan al Paskins, that we always Paskin, there's Yuara, and even in the Kriya Shema case, there is Yuara. The Rambam and the Rif Paskin were not Choshish in the Kriya Shema case for Yuara, leaving open the question, which side in the Gemara do they take? Right? Do we Paskin like Yuara in general or not? And Bizman Hazeh, everyone is Maskim that you should say Kriya Shema. But the Rambam adds, obviously, you should try to have kavana. Beis Yosef again summarizes it. Ratzach Achmaratz Velikros Kamar Tanakamar Shabiyada Rishmin Gamliel Marshin Rashi Mishna Pasuk Arash Rishmin Gamliel Barif Kitarakamav Chin Dasa Rambam Kamosh Kozer Rabbeinu Bezomach Luktayu Talyu My Darmin Bigamara Alayim Asis Namein Rishmin Gamliel Chayish LeYuarav Rabbanim Lo Chayish LeYuarav If Chashmin Lo Ditnan Magen Shenanda Glazes Melacha Betisha Bab Osim Kash Rabbanim Rabbanim Kash Rishmin Ben Gamliel Rishmin Gamliel Amram Yochanan Mochlav Is Ashita Rishish Bered Rav Idi Amar LaOlam Lo Tachlev Lo Kasha Vechulei Barash Tavar Dalach Rav Sheish Ray Rav Idi Debasru Vim Ken Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel Dam Rav Shein Rashi the Chomak Rav Shana Rav Shimon Gamliel and Shasein Alach Kamatzer. Right, all this is exactly just quoted the Gemara, quoted the Machlokes. But Rav Ramam Sarvi Dalach Rav Yochanan Duhu Mari the Talmuda Tzvei Merav Sheish Ray Rav Idi Vechem Rav Yochanan Mechlav Zashita Im Ken Rashbaku Dam Rav Rashi Alach Kavaset. Okay, right, all that is a summary of what we just saw. And then he says Umashi Kodz Rav Alach Dan Akama. Now, why does the Rif paskin like the Tanakama? Lefi mai de maisina masnisin the Tanakama rashai hu da amar achi. V'taimu mishum de lefum kushta. Hi, he's further Rashbag. V'kaimu on kavase. V'atozes pasku Rashbag. I'll leave it to Rashesha. Right, just summarizes the whole thing. Right, so you just so you see that the Beis Yosef understands the machlokas and paskins basically the same way that the Tur does. Okay, so did I put the Shulchan Aruch here just to get the maskana here? I should have. Yeah, if you just set top of the third page, I guess the like the top of the second full page. Just according to Bezula Patan Mikriyash Marshal Shayamim Imlo Samaisim Neshutar Bemitzvos Vahani Mili Bismano Ishanamal Achshav Shagam Shab Ne Adam Enim Chol Nkaroi Gama Konis as a Bezula Kare, and we paskin like Tosfos that however you hold. Bizman is that you're allowed to. But there's Bikaron Machlokes between the Rif Rambam on one side and Tosfos on the other side, how we paskin the Mishnah. But again, as we saw in the Gemara, depending on how you read the Machlokes, it's not clear whether their Machlokes is whether we paskin that we have a problem of Yura in general or only in the Kriyat Shema case. And at least like the Beis Yosef, for example, assumes that we paskin later of Shesha. Right, Sheshes, meaning that we hold of Yura. Everyone agrees we hold of Yura. The only question is there a problem of Yura by the Kriya Shema case or not? Right? But at least the way the Beis Yosef understands the Machlokes is that everyone agrees that we paskin like that final day, that Lolam Lo Tachlef, that everyone agrees to Yura, and there's a Machlokes by Kriya Shema. Okay. So now, again, we said, right, what is the reason for Yura? So if you look here, four of the reasons are summarized in the next line. This is from Eliav Shuchman's article, and he's summarizing it from the Sefer Mitzvah Sashalom, which was that book that I was carrying around, which I put the parts of it on the next page, but his summary first. So he says, look, Hayisod shel mechzik yura mishamish yisod lo'od halachot. This notion is the basis of many halachos. So what are the reasons for it? He gives four. Tzad gasas v'ruach l'gaiva, it's arrogance. Two is zilzul b'acherim, is degrading others. Three, mafris asmo min hatzibur, is separating himself from other people. Shehu maresh, shenoeg minag bal madrego, mezalzum agarjam shal acherim, because he acts on a certain level and is therefore demeaning the level of others. And four is choser derech eres b'kach shemeshanim g'mene gabrios, or just it pasnished to be changing from what other people do. Okay, so now let's go to the Rishonim and see how they map out on this issue. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Lo kol arotze im lo huchzer chacham v'chasid the rabbim ein zel agayve shemar abasmo shiachol lechavin libo." How does he understand the problem of Yura? Gaiva, right? It's arrogance. Similarly, next Rashi, "Dinira migase aruach." So here he also says Gasei Ruach, but he adds something. That why is it important not to be arrogant? Because, right, the Mishnah says that you should have Nachas Ruach with people, that other people should like you. So it's some combination of arrogance and, you know, splitting from other people. The Meiri, next one on Mishnah Chiyas, Chatzim Rotel Akros Kriyash, Mabalayla Rishon, Korei, Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Lokal Rotel Litel Zashem Yitel, Omer Haram, Chatzim Rotel Likros, Chule, Perish, Inyan Divrei Rashbag, Hu Omer, Kishi Yikra. So how does he understand it? When he says Kriyashma, Yabitu Elav Bnei Adam, Hidur Vichavod, Vishu Chatzim Medagma Mitzvahs, Vefshir Shia Masil Lifnim, Lolashem Shamayim. His people will look at him as if he's a Chatzim, but it might be that it's not L'shem Shamayim. So again, here we see two of the other things that we raised, which is, it's either he's taking on a level that's not his own, and there's a problem fundamentally of not pure intentions, but he doesn't paskin like R'shem Ben Gamliel. Okay, next line, this is also Miri. Alabinyan Zesh, Yira Hedyot, Azm Chazir Chazidim, Yishkan Yurav, Azuz Meitzach. For a regular person to show himself as if he was a great chassid, yesh kan yurav, it's just arrogant. When we come up, come halach karabanan linyan kriyishma, but even though we paskin like yura, we paskin lekula by kriyishma. This is how the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam and the Rif, is that fundamentally we agree with the final day in the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, that everyone agrees to yura, but we paskin like the chamim. But someone who is not really chashuv in everybody's eyes should not do this publicly. Unless he does it in private. Okay. So, let's take a step back and then we'll just go further. So again, the Mishnah has a case of Kriya Shema, right? Can a chassan who's pardoned from Kriya Shema read Kriya Shema the night of his wedding? The Chachamim say, the Rabbanim say, no, yes. Shimon Gamliel says no. So first, the Gemara suggests that there's a machlokas in general throughout Shas. Are you choshish for Yura? Are you not choshish for Yura? In order to get out of a sira in Psachim, the Gemara says Mechleves Ashita and aligns them. You have multiple days in Rishonim. Tosfos simply paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's choshish for Yura, and therefore says you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. But Bisman Azeh thinks you can say Kriya Shema Lamaisa, but Mekar Adini thinks you can't. So it's clear that according to him, Yura exists as a category, even in the Kriya Shema thing. There's a technicality that allows you to say it Bisman Azeh. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like the Rabbanan and say you are allowed to say it, Mekar Adin. It's not clear whether that's because they think Mechleves Ashita and don't hold of Yura at all, or they hold like the final day in the Gemara. But the way the Miri understands, the way the Beis Yosef understands it, and this is Mashma and you know, the Rambam isn't explicit, but this is seemingly correct, is that everyone agrees that there is Yura. They just paskin like the final day in the Gemara that we distinguish different cases. Okay. And we raise different possibilities for what Yura is. And we saw Rashi in one place focuses on the arrogance model. Another place he focuses on a combination of the arrogance model and you cause division with other people. The Meiri focuses on you're taking on a different status and there's lack of good kavanos. Okay. So now, how do we test these? So one of the classic nafkaminas to these different explanations is what the Meiri says in his last line, is there a problem of Yura in private? All right, so let's think about it, right? So Rashi had said that there's no problem in private. And the Meiri says there's no problem in private. Now, why would there be no problem in private? And why would there be a private problem in private? Let's go through the reasons.
If it's about the way that you guys other people, that you insult other people, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. So if it's about simply other people are going to feel offended, or you're showing them publicly, oh, you're less than me, so it's not a problem if it's in private. But if it's about internal arrogance, or it's about not like offending other people, but viewing yourself as a cut above other people, right? Taking on a role that's not your own. So those things are more fundamental, and even in private, those are going to be problematic. So Rashi had said, right, who thinks it's about sort of arrogance, he really thinks it's not a problem in private because, look, it's, you know, if no one sees you, so you're not showing off. You want to be from in your own house, nobody's going to know about it. Not a big deal. The Yom Shor Shlomo, for example, challenges this, and he says, "Peish Rashi mihu shemarat lanu gedulaso shu yari shemayim meod v'inu chash l'tznai sheishne Yeshua mechzi kirov." Im kein mashal v'ibrusha dafkuk shemarat yura b'fnei achirim or b'fnei asmalo v'chein tzas l'shne v'talmud shemarat gedul b'faneinu v'al kein peish Rashi shemarat lanu chule mikom v'akom lo nirali. But the Yom Shor Shlomo argues, and he points that in one of the cases, right when they got angry at him because they pointed that he was being arrogant, this is in the Yerushalmi case, which we'll get to. Or maybe we should read that. Well, I'll finish this. In the Yerushalmi, there's actually discussion about the person who is violating Yura. And it sounds like, oh, he's, you know, insulting us in front of, he's being insulting in front of us. But the guy didn't understand, right? The guy was walking, they were behind him, and he was acting in an arrogant way, or acting in a way that they thought was Yura, so he didn't know about it. So he says, look, it must be, etc. He said, look, he didn't know they were there. If that's the case, it must be that Yura's a problem even in private. They got offended because he was doing it even though he didn't know that anyone was there. As you skip down to the end of the page, this is Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi goes like this: Chatzan Ratzel Likros Kriya Shma. Likros Shma Balayla Rishon Kari Rishonim Amleil Omer Lo Kol Ratzel Lita Lo As Hashem Yitel Tani Kol Davar Shushal Tzar Kol Ratzel Lasat Asma Yachad Oseh Tamen Chacham Oseh V'Tavol Lo Bracha, etc., etc. So then, if you skip down three lines, so Tani. You have to, when you're walking in the field, go to the side because of these pegs in the field, whatever it is. So So Amar Rabbi Avo, Maisa Raman Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua Shayu Bederach, by Misakim Lestadin, Mipnei Yisedos. There was once a story when Raman Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were following this halacha and they were not walking in the field. As says Rachim, V'rao is Rabbi Yehuda ben Papus, Shayim Mishtakeya. They saw that Rabbi Yehuda ben Papus was, waiting through the field, right? Uvakinegdan, so Amar Raman Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Miuzeh Shemara Atzma Be'etzba. Who is this person who's showing off? Amar Yehuda ben Papus, right? He's Yehuda ben Papus who should call Masav l'shem Shamayim. That everything he does is l'shem Shamayim. Amar Leiva lochein tani kol davar shushol shvach lo kol rotsa lasus asma yachid. Ose tamen chacham ose ela im kain minos oparnas al tzibur. But don't we say that not everything you want to do, not every time you want to be all from, are you allowed to do it? Amar Leiva tani kol davar shul tzar kol rotsa lasus asma yachid ose. But we said that anything shel tzar, you're allowed to do. I should have clarified. The case is, are you allowed to walk on the sides of the way in somebody's field, or do you have to walk through when like there's sharp things and thorns and stuff like that? So we're matir, allowing you to walk on the side. And here, he was being firm. He didn't want to walk on someone else's property, so he walked straight through. As they said, look, isn't this not a problem? Because he's causing himself pain. So Amar Abzera v'chutzlo yivza churnin said, even though he's allowed to do something and it causes him pain, you're not allowed to disgrace others. So Amar says, Domar Rabbi Yosef v'shmol bar Rabbi Yitzchak v'yasven achlen v'chadam and elin k'nishta al yosef achaz v'nasid l'susley. We'll just stop there. The rest of it's about Kreishma. So, okay. So you have is this case where they point out Yehuda ben Papus, who's being machmir, and they say, look, at first they're annoyed, and they say, no, all of his ma'asim l'shem shamayim, he in fact is ra'i, he's allowed to be machmir on himself. And then the Gemara goes into a discussion, and it says, look, you're allowed to do something if it's shel tzar, but then the Gemara puts a qualification on it, and says, but not if it's going to disgrace others. Right? It's going to, right, lo yuzah hornin. So, you have sort of this balance, right? You have the first level of the Gemara says, look, anything which is tsar, you're allowed to do. And as we said, this heter of tsar, where does it come from? So perhaps it comes from this notion of arrogance. We don't assume that you're going to do something arrogant if it causes you pain or something like that. I'm not really sure why this is true, but a lot of the Rishonim make this assertion. Or you say, look, you're allowed to take on a different status if it's causing you pain. We just don't want you, taking on a special status if it feels good and you get covered for it. If it's going to cause you pain, you're allowed to. But then the Gemara gives a second qualification. But if it actually disgraces other people, then it's usher even if it causes pain. So the Yamshel Shlomo had pointed out here that it's clear Yehuda ben Papus didn't know that anybody was there. Right, so he says, so it must be that it's a problem, Yura is a problem even in private. Of course, you could just respond to Yom Shoshomo that no, he may not have known people were there, but it was public. Okay. Fine. So now let's just, here, I put the Mitzvah HaShalom, which is this book that I found, which, as you all know, I found Leo Young's copy of the book, which was in our library. So he deals with some of these questions that we've been dealing with. So you look, it reads from, there's four pieces here. It goes right, left, then right, left, just because it's very hard to format this. Okay, so he gives another reason here for Yura. Shumafer is asma mina tzibur, that he separates himself from the community. By showing that he's being noeg in this special way that no one else is. L'chora yesh lanu bazeh lashon nofel an gada zo v'hainu masha amru ba yisurad yura lashon layas asma yachid. That's what it means, that you can't make yourself special. Okay? Skip to the next paragraph. V'derech zeh muvan lanu ma di yura matzina rak binyanei tera mitzvah. And this is why it makes sense that yura is only about mitzvos. Because it's not just stam arrogance; it's taking on a status that is not your own, right? And show, or is taking on a status that makes other people seem like they're less than you. That only works if it's something halachic. If it's just stam arrogance to show that you're smarter, great. It's not really dividing the community. It might be a problem of arrogance. But yura is very specifically something that you take on a different status, you divide yourself from the community. It's not just stam arrogance. Etc. Next paragraph. Amnam Masha Yachar Al Talmud Chacham Noeg Minig Acher Mimin Hagam Shalachirim Ain Vamishum Peiru Peilug Dechol Shehu Shakom Makirim Boshu Yachid The Talmud Chacham Hakom Modim Sheroy Lolinog Shel Chumra VeChasidus Meila Lizbei Mishum Less Than Machlokas Yesh Peiru Peilug the Alma. So now he comes back to one of the questions, which is okay. It's clear that you're not allowed to do something Mishum Yura unless, in fact, you are a Talmud Chacham. You are, in fact, worthy of that status. So he said, why? So he said, look, if it's about taking on a status that's not your own, well, if it is, in fact, your status, so it's mutter. If it's about being divisive, well, look, everyone sort of expects the rabbi of the shul to have a different standard. They don't get offended if the rabbi of the shul has a different standard because, you know, that's his job to set to be the role model for the community. People don't get offended if, you know, the rabbi, even in a shul where, like, the expectation is that everyone goes to the movies, whatever, right? They don't usually get offended if the rabbi isn't willing to go to the movies, because, whatever, he's an ideal figure, right? And, you know, you have an interesting relationship with the rabbi where you expect him to be on a different level than you. L'tov l'ra, but that's, you know, so that's his assumption. He also says, look, if it's really about dividing from the community and taking on a different status, so that's why it makes sense. Yura isn't the same as regular arrogance. It's only by Torah mitzvos. Then he continues, and it seems like Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shesha are arguing about the nature of Yura. V'hainu. Rabbi Yochanan lo chashla l'svar de kriya shma. Kriya shma ini dekula karubay. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, it doesn't matter that everyone's reading Kriya Shema. And he doesn't care by malacha that everyone else is doing it. He still says it's aser. Svira leid af di tachen daro lo yargish. Biyura di day mitam manal akad yura hu gam bifnei atzmo. So here he argues, Rabbi Yochanan holds that yura is about how you yourself feel. And therefore, he doesn't care that no one else is going to notice that you're being arrogant because everyone else is saying Kriya Shema. No one else is working. He said, look, if yura is about internal things, then none of these things help. If, in fact, you're doing something which is above your level, you are internally being arrogant. And therefore, and therefore it's us or even in private. Vila Rav Shesha, but according to Rav Shesha, that says, look, as long as everyone else is saying Kriya Shema or everyone else is working and they're not going to notice that what you're doing is different, it's mutter. Why? Because ikar yura hu masha achirim yargishu bo yura. It's really about other people that you're causing fighting with them, or you're degrading them and insulting them, as opposed to just self-aggrandizement. V'alchein yishvara de kriya shma came to kulam akakarula, and therefore omalacha de omar haro omalacha udein lo lasiba mishum yura. And therefore, by kriya shma, where everyone's doing anyways, or malacha, where people will explain away your actions, it is not a problem. And then he adds, Od Yunim Yeshlos of Bisurit Yura, there's also two other things that you should worry about in Yura. One is Zulas Lesed de Geus Yeshbura Gamishum Bisparba Masha Ainbo Share Zehu Inyan Yura. Yura is this notion of, you know, saying, oh, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than I am. And the next paragraph, Yeshbura Gam Mishum Masha Amru Dalishan Adam Yimene Gabrios, or just to see it inside, this notion of splitting from the community. Okay. Fine. So again, to summarize, because I know this is a little bit complicated and there's a lot of shittos flying around, there are many reasons for yura. There's internally I feel arrogant, or I take on a status, a role that's not my own. There's a problem of causing machlokas, of insulting other people, of not being benachas with other people. And it seems to be that these explanations have halachic manifestations. So the Mitzvah Hashalom points out this may be the machlokas itself in the Gemara. In the Gemara, we have a machlokas. Is yura solved if everyone else is reading it anyways. Or if I can explain away my actions and no one else is going to notice. So, if you think Yura is internal, so then it doesn't matter if no one else will notice. If you think it's external, it's about how other people are going to feel, it's about causing divisiveness, then, in fact, it is not going to be a problem. You can do it in private. And that lalacha is the machlokas. Rashi says it's mutter. The Meiri says it's mutter. The Amshul Shlomo says it's usher even in private. Another question is this question of tsar. Why is something of tsar mutter? So, if you think, like the Bavli, that anything of tsar is mutter, so it could be that, look, we don't, if you're trying to, you know, take on a special level, so we let you do that if it actually is causing you pain. Right? Or we don't expect that people, I'm not sure why we would say this, but we don't expect people to just be arrogant if it's going to cause them pain. If it's going to insult other people, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's good for you, bad for you. If in fact you're showing yourself to be firmer than others, that would continue to be a problem. In the Yerushalmi, you seem to have a two-tiered Yura, which is, if it's tsar, it's perfect, it's mutter, unless it's insulting other people. So there seems to be a double problem of Yura. Okay. So that is basically the overview of the basic issues in Yura. One more nafkamina that Rav Aaron likes pointing out is that if you think Yura is about an isser to take on a status which you don't deserve to have, so what would follow from that argument is that if in fact you are in that status, you're probably chayev to take that role. I mean, if it's just about arrogance, then, you know, I could be a Talmud Chacham and decide not to act like a Talmud Chacham. Because, okay, so whatever. Not only will I not be arrogant, I'll be like the common people. But if you think that Yura is more than that, it's I'm claiming a status that doesn't belong to me, if in fact the status does belong to me, I would be chayev to do it. Which is, in fact, the position here of the Taz, in the context of the fasts for rain, where the Taz says that, look, this is three sources down here on the third page. Kol Talmud Ruyim Betur Kasev Zeh Lashono Kol Talmud Yochol Lahachzik Asma Bechez Talmud Chacham Emeshim Yura V'lo Shar Am Hikshu Beis Yosef Lizem Ritzono Talia Milsa. The Beis Yosef critiques the Torah and says, oh, this implies that it's whatever he wants. V'lo Mash Masam Achin, doesn't sound that way. Jitan Rabbanu Al Yomer Adam Talmud Ani Eina Roy Lios Yochid El Kol Talmud Chacham Em Yechidim Mash Rech Shetzrichem Em Lazus Yechidim. Because the simple explanation is that if you are in fact a Talmud Chacham, you have to act like one. If you're not, you're not allowed to. Right? So that explanation very much highlights this notion that Yura is about taking a status which is not your own. That if in fact is your status, then you are chayev to take it. Rav Aaron, parenthetically, uses this to explain, and this is how we got to it in the Shir on Tisha B'Av, that the reason on Tisha B'Av we are all allowed to be Mis'abel the way that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to during the year is because if Yura is about taking a status which is not yours, on Tisha B'Av we all have the status of Avle Yerushalayim. And that's why even though during the year the status is usher and only, you know, Talmud Chacham could publicly mourn and wear, you know, not leather shoes or whatever, on Tisha B'Av everyone's chayav to be that because the day, the context has changed you into an avel. And therefore it is legitimate to act the way Talmud Chacham would mourn during the year. Okay. Another, yeah, Mayor.
How do you differentiate between, let's say, being more machmir and, let's say, cases where there's, I don't know, two different, like, you have like, two different views or two different hagim, or you get a psak in two different ways, but one of them involves doing something, one of them doesn't involve doing something. Like, I don't know, like, going harabayit. So, like, some Pesukim will tell you you can't go to harabayit, some Pesukim will say you can't. Does that mean that if I go to harabayit as you are, or maybe nobody else will feel bad because their Pesukim told them not to?
So hold it for a minute, but obviously, right, that's like the question we have to think about, right? So this is, but we'll get to it, you know, I have it, right, you see the next page, right, I have here at least a paragraph from the role of Chumrot from an article on Chakira. I'll try to get into some of it, I can't flesh it all out. Chumrot is a, you know, as big as Yura is, the topic of Chumrot is even larger, but okay. But I guess to get to that question, I'll summarize the next source for you, and you don't have to read it inside. Just a question that comes up in Yura is, I guess it does touch on your question, is by Yura, are we talking about only an action that an individual does? Or let's say even part of a community does something. Is that Yura? So if you look here in the Shvus Yaakov, so he was asked the question. He said, Mashal Od, So he was asked the following question. A group of people started to do tikkun chatzos. So he said, is this a problem of Yorah? That call lo kol arotze litol zashem yavo v'yitol. So he says, tshuva. Hine, b'mad v'sayim, that which you said, that eftach she kakasva v'dosev al zed, the ha'im tzibura, the last me v'shem chshash Yorah. So the shoal said, look, maybe it's not Yorah because it's not an individual. It's people within the community. So now there's just two groups. There's the community, and then there's this small group of really firm people who do tikkun chatzos. I think the opposite. I think it's the opposite. If an individual wants to be machmir, and he does it privately, and he does it away from people, so ashrei v'tovlo. And in fact, in this context, right, that's what someone who really is avol Yerushalayim should privately do it. But if a group of people do it, a small group, there really is Yorah. And even if an individual would do it, that there would be a problem of Yorah, Kiroi, Leos, Hakol, but Sneha, because everything should be private. And this explains why sometimes we say if you do something you're not chayevin, you're a hedyot, you're an idiot. And sometimes we say that it's zachlotov. Devadai, for sure, bet sneya in private. Adam rashalach meralatmo mashengin beforeshi, but not in public. Demechzik yura, because it's yura v'nikra hediot, and it's just stupid. Vein zedomul manarim rashas kol mashos chomim v'nei maras ayin afil b'chadre chadavim aser. And this is not like chadre. This is not maras ayin that it's aser even in private. The chayvin. Because since the problem is only because of Yura, and therefore if you do it in private so nobody knows, there's no problem of Yura. Like Isra Klal, there's no problem at all. Varnman Koldain, nearly the Ish Khaz Lazar came with Tibor, and Dafka really is a problem with Tibor, came in the Partiknu Chachamim Seder Tfilas, and then everybody said, because maybe this is like adding a Tfilah if you did it in public. So the Shvus Yaakov really deals with this question. The Shoel said, look, Yura is only when one person does it. Once you start doing it part of a group, that's not a problem, because look, so I assume what he was thinking was, look, if I do it myself, so that's arrogant, that's presumptuous, that's whatever. But if I'm doing it as part of a group, so just saying, look, you are the rove, I'm the muat, but I'm the muat. I'm not being mafrid from the whole tzibur, I'm following a different minhag, a different psak, whatever. And the Shulz Yaakov says, no, that's worse, because chumros are legitimate, because look, everyone can choose, they have an area they want to be from, but do it in private. Once you start saying, it's not just I'm doing it, but I'm doing it with a group, right? I'm the elite, you're the right plebeians, right? I get up at 1 o'clock in the morning every day and I mourn Yerushalayim, that's even worse. So that's the machlokes of the Shvus Yaakov and his and the Shoel. And it seems, again, to come down to this question, these questions, is that if you think it's about, you know, knocking other people, then obviously doing it as part of a small group within a community where it's not accepted is even worse. Now, I would add that if it was in fact a community where there were legitimately two minhagim, then it would be mutter, right? Meaning here he's saying, look, it really is the minhag not to, and then a group of people together decide that they're going to do it differently. But presumably, if in fact there were two different minhagim, right, then it would be mutter. If you think that Yorah is about taking on a status, which is not your own, so then, look, once it becomes part of a group, it might be less problematic. On the other hand, you might say it's more problematic, because now I'm not just being, you know, by myself, I'm being an elitist, I'm joining the elitist group, which is, you know, even more pretentious than being elitist by yourself. Again, but it seems to be that they're struggling with these issues. It's really hard to pin down. The Shvus Yaakov, at least, paskins that If it's in private, it's fine because it's not arrogant or it, right? There's no problem of distorted intentions. Again, he mixes a lot of them together. In public, it divides the tzibur, it's arrogant, etc. Okay. But again, I think, meaning this is the tame, you see already they're having this discussion. I think, whatever reason you take, I think, look, if there's two completely separate minhagim, right, really, just people are pasuk in different ways, so I don't think there's any problem of yura. There might be other problems we'll just go to do, but not yura. If there's not, and like you want to start a different group, that might be worse, as the Shavuos Yaakov points out.
Let's say the two groups are, I mean, halakhic in nature, meaning the people who don't, let's say, I don't know, there's no legitimate minhag, let's say before going to Harabai was a thing. So say one guy goes to Harabai, so he says, I'm not being more machmir than you guys, I just read the sources differently, and I decided that it's halakhically okay. You read the sources a different way. You said it's not a spectrum, like a ray. I guess it's just you could be either or. If there's two possible, two mutually exclusive.
Look, obviously, not every case is going to be an issue of URA, right? Not like right. There are two different things you could do, right? Neither is more machron than the other. Here, it might be because I mean the discussion is usually you're not choshesh liyuras hamikdash. Right, or you don't have any avas on mikdash, right? This is usually the discussion. It's not usually as civil as you're making it sound. Yeah.
What if you lived in a community that just didn't daven, and all of a sudden you decided you want to start daven?
So that's one of the problems, presumably that you just daven, right? Meaning at some point, right, if something's not a chumrah, but we'll get to it in a minute, what I said, when it's totally, totally clear like that, presumably you just do it and whatever. But it's not 100% clear, and we'll see that in a second, yeah.
Can you use this, like, the other way, like, a community has a minhag to be machmir in a specific way, and then a group of people start being meek on it, and then...
That's also a problem, but probably not of Yura, probably let's just go to do.
If the other people look like they're, like, participating in Yura after a while, like...
I mean, yeah, that doesn't work that way. You're right, you can't undermine other... Like, the minhag of a community is to be machmir, and then you say, we don't believe in chumras, we're going to be, you know, makel and make you look like fanatics. That doesn't work, right? That's called let's just go to do, right? What? I mean, practically, it really does work very well, in fact. Okay, we don't have that much time, so let's continue here. Okay. Look, I'm not... I won't read for you at the moment this piece by Ovadia. It's very interesting. Ovadia was basically asked whether people should keep their tzitzis out. Here he just points out that, look, Ashkenazim, minhag of many Ashkenazi yeshivas, the people do it, so there's really no arrogance. So then the question was, what about Sephardi people, right, who their minhag is not to? What, and if they're an Ashkenazi yeshiva, right? So he's look, at the beginning, we come back near, B'nei yeshiva shalachinu Ashkenazim, shenogam lachat l'talas katan, tiz b'chot, yesh yama shi yismochu, right? Ashkenazim can do it. V'in lachosh b'zem shum yura, v'afal, etc. Then he ends up saying, look, like even like a, I mean, you know, Sephardi in an Ashkenazi yeshiva, presumably it's not necessarily yura. Okay. But you can read that inside. I want to see the main source he quotes. If we have time, we'll get back to it. So you look at Mari Brona. Mari Brona, in the time of Mari Brona, people didn't wear tzitzis, period. They just didn't wear talis katan. Just wasn't what people did. There's no chiv to wear talis katan. They just didn't do it. So he says, Nishalti of Achrim Shalovshim talis katan al bigdim before Hesia, v'omrim nichalu kamayu mitzvah before Hesia, michashin liyura or lo. So the question was then asked that people wanted, is just skip Rav Ovadia. It's like a second to last source on that page. Are you allowed to wear talis katan? So he said, "Veishafti akolafim minag hazman va'adam." It all depends on the minag. Well, from Riyat and Yerli Yichal Meichus, I think therefore in this case it's aser. V'raymin every time d'chsev yesh lacher tzitzis metilizot shel meisim mishum the tzitzis niret kemeid shekiyim kol mitzvah shel tzitzis shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. And he said, "Look, I'll bring you a proof. You're not allowed to wear tzitzis even in a." But we say you take off the tzitzis from dead people because it's as if they're testifying, oh, I did all the mitzvos. And so he said here for sure, right, if even dead people were worried that it's, you know, yura for them to wear tzitzis when they shouldn't be, right, here people don't do it, ihem rabbanim, unless they're like really, they're like, you know, rabbanim, rabbanim. So if you do it, it's problem. And anyone who wears a tzitzis when he's not supposed to, it's, and here, this is a very, very strong notion of this idea, which seems to be really, I think, by probably the best explanation of URA, is this notion that I'm taking on a status that I'm not in. He said, it's may it age a sheker lots, so it's like I'm testifying falsely about my own status. Okay. So, now, back to the great Chilin controversy. Just because Jeffrey Wolfe, who hopefully will be back soon, I don't know when he's coming back, but...
I think he finished his season that he was doing.
So he's coming back soon? Okay. So he wrote about it, and he think... What?
I said, I think he finished his series.
No, he's coming back.
He just learned series. Like,
yeah, he's just learning.
No, but I'm saying, was that relevant?
He was just coming to learn. Whatever. So anyways, here, just quickly. So quickly, he just writes that there has been much discussion of the description of women who don tefillin in public as being guilty of mechzikura. This phrase does not mean appearance of arrogance, right? But of being presumptuous. Just as mechzik kumevashel doesn't mean cooking, but appearing to cook, which will lead people to suspecting one's actions or possibly leading one to cook. Demonstratively, practicing a mitzvah that one is not obliged to do, according to tradition, impugns others who do not do so. That, for example, is why Israel of Bruna forbade wearing one's tzitzis outside of one's clothes. The category has absolutely nothing to do with the questioning of motives of the individual. It does question the sensitivities of the individual who is ipso facto making a statement about others who do not accept their new practice. Did anyone ask other women if they are put off by women putting on tefillin with the implied judgment that they are less spiritual or less committed? For the same reason, there is more reason and room to allow women to wear tefillin in private. Not because it is wrong necessarily, but because doing so keeps their acts of piety pure. That is true of every chumrah, and rabbis should condemn people who use any personal chumrah for self-aggrandizement. I am stunned by the persistent, superficial equation of black hats and tefillin. Yes, black hats are frequently arrogant displays and prove my point about mechzi kiyura. However, wearing a hat has no religious significance, though it is socially significant as a subgroup marker of identity. Adding religious obligations, whatever the legal mechanism enforced there, neder or chova, is a deadly serious question. Those who dismiss it in the name of spiritual self-fulfillment only show that they are insensitive to the long-term issue of sins of omission, when these same women may not be able to maintain their newly found personal obligation. And the reply that there are men who aren't fastidious in their observance is myopic. Since when do we justify religious lassitude by pointing out that of others? And so here I think it captures a lot of the issues, right? That probably the best explanation is of URA is this taking on a status or not yours being presumptuous. That means if you do it in private, right? Well, it depends, right? If you do it in private, at least you move the actual problem of causing other people discomfort and it's harder to question your motives. If it's really, 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 you know, taking on a different status, it might still be usher. But it doesn't seem to be that it's just like stam arrogance. It's arrogance because it reflects something about your relationship with other people, your fundamental understanding of your level in life. And presumably there really is a problem if it's viewed as something which is not done, and you do it, presumably that really is a problem. Okay, the end, we're not going to get to it. You'll have to read inside. There's the English here. But al regal achas, the Ramah and the Radbaz here both have cases where the minug was to be makil. And they say that, look, even if someone wants to be machmir, whatever kashrus issue this is, we won't get into the details, they say that you should go out of your way to rely on the kulas that exist in kashrus. Meaning, like, even though normally you would be machmir on kalim, or you wouldn't rely on bittul, etc., etc., if something is fundamentally a chumrah, or fundamentally most people don't keep it, you should go out of your way to rely on all the kulas in kashrus, because... And this is similar to Yoni's question, not exactly, right? Obviously, if it's actually usher, there's nothing you can do. But if you think something is usher, but other people think it's not, but you now have a way of treating it practically as mutter, like you're not eating, I don't know, chadash, right? But you're eating kalim of chadash, which are not necessarily usher, right? Because they might be eno ben yomo, it might be batel, it might be suffik, it might be whatever you might say. You should go out of your way not to be... No way chumrah when you don't actually have to, even if it's an actual machlokes where you think what they're doing is usher and you think it's mutter. The direct attack of your issue is the last source that you can read here, which is that I guess I'll read it quickly. I don't really have time to mincha, whatever. You're supposed to daven marv after nightfall, right? Minag Ashkenaz was not to. It was to daven before nightfall, which was just not a good idea. So if you look at the Ramah, three lines into the second to last source, you are not allowed to not to daven again, even though, according to many days, you weren't Yotze, unless you're always a righteous person. Right? Even though Maker Adin, it might be wrong. And the Be'er Halacha quotes the Achronim attack the Ramah, because it doesn't make any sense. If it's really Usser, Yura is not an issue. If you really think it's wrong, then you don't need to be a big chassid to rely on it. So again, the Ramah actually seems to think that unless something's like Barur Keshemesh Usser, you go out of your way to rely on the Kulos, and you're not even allowed to rely on the Chomros. The Achronim are cholik on him and say no, that if something is plausibly Usser, then you're allowed to be machmir. You still might have to, you know, find ways of trying to minimize the implications of it. Okay, it's really time to mincha, so really, really, really quickly. There seems to be a category of yura that we're worried about. There are many, many different issues that go into yura. There's the societal ones, causing fights, making people uncomfortable, etc. That's often solved by doing it in private. Then there's the more fundamental problems of you view yourself as being at a higher status, etc. Now, a lot of those things are mitigated if it's in private, because if you're doing it privately, maybe it shows that it's really sincere, but you still have to worry about it in private, because it might really be that you're just doing it to make yourself feel good, which could still be a problem. It's a machlokes lalacha, how we paskin. And again, I think that Jeffrey Wolf is right, that it's more than just arrogance, it's presumptuousness, it's showing that I'm at a different level, and that's really a fundamental problem that we should keep in mind, not just in the Tefillin issue, but pretty much in everything, and it really is something we should take in mind in general.